Load into the gate.
And they're off!
A familiar sound. A horse race is underway. In horse racing, does the end or result always justify the means? Great horses are remembered fondly for their courage. A stretch drive is undoubtedly one of sport's most exciting spectacles. Who will ever forget Affirmed and Allerdale, Sunday Silence and Easy Goer, Grundy and Bastino? This year at Woodbine, the Breeders' Cup Classic was no exception.
On the far turn, there goes Cigar with that patented bold move on the far turn, but he will be hung up five wide as the field turns into the stretch. Mount Sassafras is coming away with the narrow lead. Cigar trying to get him as they reach the top of the stretch. Louis Couture's in alphabet soup fighting ungainly. Mount Sassafras clinging desperately to the lead. Alphabet soup in with an upset chance. Cigar, the heart of it champion, trying to get him. It's alphabet soup. Cigar on the outside. Louis Couture. Alphabet Soup has scored a shocking upset.
Four wonderful horses in a thriller, giving their all. However, there are those who consider horse racing to be a cruel sport. They will point out that the first four horses involved in this great finish were struck collectively 40 plus times by the whips of their riders. Liz White of the Animal Alliance thinks that whips,
you know, it adds to the adrenaline at the end of the race, and it has nothing to do with the welfare of the horse and its ability to push itself beyond what it should. If it doesn't have a particular effect on the horse, doesn't bother the horse. I mean, the reason why it's used is because it does bother the horse, and it pushes the horse beyond what it might normally run, particularly at the end of the race. I just think, why not, if you're going to have horse raising, pit the man and the horse's skill, one against the other without the whip. I don't think we should use the whip. I really don't think we should use the whip. Let's have man and the horse work their way through in an intelligent fashion how best to win this race. That's what the sport is. It's not beating the horse at the end of the race to make it go that much faster.
Is such criticism fair or even justified? John McCririck of Channel 4 in England has his own inimitable views.
I'm one of those ones who love to do away with the stake. Beating animals in the name of sport is becoming unacceptable around the world. You can't beat anything else. You can't go and beat children. You can't go and hit your dog. You can't go and throw water over your cat or too much of it anyway. Hitting animals as we do in racing and say they go better because of it is becoming intolerable. If the whip was done away with, used just for steerage purposes, held in the reins, that would be absolutely fine.
All very well, but with a delicate subject like so many sensitive issues, it is either inaccurately reported and sensationalized or just swept under the mat. Where should the line be drawn and by whom?
We would be very supportive of the direction in which the British animal groups are going, and that is to eliminate or significantly curtail the use of the whip in horse racing. I would like to see it completely removed. I cannot see why. If a horse is racing and you just simply use its the skill of the rider and the horse as opposed to using the whip to push the horse faster.
In England, jockeys are permitted to hit their horses up to six times, supposedly allowing a response time between each blow. Who counts or can see everything that's going on? And is the seventh blow so bad that suspensions are in order? Champion jockey Frankie Dettori should know.
And they're very strict here in England about the whip regulation. We are allowed to hit our horses six times. Overall, it's a good rule. Nobody likes to see horses getting flogged or beaten up. Obviously, it's very ugly to see horses out the back of the field getting smacked. At the end of the day, you know, when a big race comes and there's a lot of money at stake and my job is at stake and the horse's value is at stake, if, you know, one or two extra crack makes a difference, why not? They should have a little bit of leeway.
Knowledgeable horseman and for many years leading amateur rider in Ireland, Ted Walsh agrees.
Race horses are very well prepared, very well looked after animals, and as long as somebody is not abusing it, a few slaps the last couple of furlongs to make one go faster, it's a competitive edge in racing. I see nothing wrong with that. Abuse of anything, I'm in disagreement with, but not the present system of the stakes. I think it's overreaction from people who don't understand the sport. You have a lot of people who sit at home on their armchairs and watch sport on television and then become an expert on it. I think anybody who's been involved with it or been involved with horses, I think they're the fairest people to talk about it. I can understand the pacifist, that's the way he believes about everything, but these people who just, to be on the wave of popular opinion, I'm not in agreement with it.
Does hitting a horse with a whip actually make them go faster? Hall of Fame jockey Sandy Hawley, one of just a handful of jockeys who have ridden 6,000 winners.
You know, you hit a horse to make him go a little bit faster. And when you're in the heat of a battle in a race, you know, you're trying to win for yourself, the owner, trainer, the fans that have bet on the horse. You know, the horses, you know, they're kind of thick-skinned animals. You know, I don't think they feel the whip as much as some people think. You know, I actually used to use the whip a little more than I use it now. The stewards are giving us more stringent rules. And, you know, I actually do think it's for the better, but, you know, everything is a lot stricter nowadays. Jockeys don't use the whips near as much as they used to. Sometimes you do use the whips to steer the horse. If a horse is lugging in with you or a horse is lugging out with you, you know, you may hit them on the shoulder to try and keep them a little straighter. Most of the horses, you know, they're out there, and when you tap them on the shoulder with the whip, they accelerate. And, you know, you tap them again on the shoulder, and if they don't accelerate, then, you know, you cock your whip and give them a whack on the backside. I love animals, and I'm not going to go out there and you know, beat a horse to a pulp or anything, but it's not near as bad as what it was before with the whip.
How should the use of the whip be regulated? Should whips be standardized? Veterinarian Dr. George Mundy, head of the Kentucky Racing Commission, has studied the issue.
Generally, I don't see the abuse of whipping as a serious problem. Certainly, horses do show evidence at certain times that there may have been problems induced by the whip, but it's not something that we see in day in and day out, or it's not something that I perceive as a serious matter. Animal rights groups, when they do focus on racing, look for things like whipping that could be easily translated into something like hitting a child or hitting a person, might correlate that as being very cruel and unusual, when in fact it's an integral part of racing and has always been a part of racing. When regulators, which is the role that I play, try to address a problem, as we all know, there's probably not the perfect rule. A way to do it is to have regulations, but you have to be very careful that the regulations not only address the issue, but that they are enforceable and very fair also. There's nothing that makes my stomach turn more than to see a horse that is maybe hopelessly beaten and pulled up close after the wire and may be schooled somewhat by a jockey. And I just think there's no place for those types of scenes.
How often is abuse of the whip noticed by commission veterinarians?
From my personal experience, I see very little evidence day in and day out of whelps or lacerations that I would think come from are induced by the whip. But that's by far a rare occurrence. So I think, at least from my experience, I don't know whether it's that much of a problem that you need to address the actual structure of the whip, but certainly if that is what the goal is, then certainly if there was something that was designed that would make more noise, for instance, instead of having a rigid character to it, that I don't see any reason, any downside to that. We observe all the horses from the time that they arrive in the paddock, actually, to the time that they are unsaddled and walk past us to go back to the barn area. So anything abnormal would be noted and brought to the attention of the stewards. You know, we have probably 25% of the horses that run in Kentucky actually come back to be tested for post-race testing. And I cannot recall the time that I've recently that I've seen any evidence of whelps or lacerations or anything on horses in the test barn as they're cooling out.
The horse makes horse racing. His welfare should be the main priority, and the sport should be regulated by those who know horses and love them. Veteran Hall of Famer Sandy Hawley says it all.
You know, it's a racing business, and, you know, the odd time you do have to give a horse a whack to make him go faster, but I love the animals.